Psalm 5 is a great psalm that deals with a morning prayer. It has to do with the psalmist as he is preparing to go into the sanctuary and yet is exposed to great dangers from those that are his foes, so to speak, or his enemies. And he expresses that the Lord will take care of him. And ultimately, he relies upon him for his confidence, in spite of those that would be watching to hurt him. So it's a great prayer of confidence in the Lord, a morning prayer. It begins, Lam natseach al ha-nechilot mizmor le-David. That is, for the leader, upon the Nehilot, a psalm belonging to David. The Nehilot is a musical instrument that probably looks at something like a wind instrument, perhaps like a flute. And we begin with the Menatseach from the root Natsach, to be preeminent. It's looking at the leader, possibly the choir leader, or the one leading the music. And you have the lama prefix with the article to the, we could say, leader upon the Nechilot, a psalm by David. Mizmor is just a noun meaning song or psalm that is belonging to David or written by David, La David. It begins then in verse 2 by calling to the Lord and asking the Lord to hear him. Notice as we read verse 2, Amarai ha'azina Adonai, bina ha'gigi. Notice he writes, or he says, give ear unto my words, O Lord, O Yahweh. Consider, or understand, my meditation. And actually, this word could also mean murmuring, whispering, the meditation of his heart. Notice, amarai is a noun with the plural masculine suffix, first person singular, meaning words. And then we have the imperative, ha'azina, from azan, to give ear. Notice you have your hey prefix, with your A vowel, your pathak, followed by the hirik yod as your thematic vowels, the intensive A, and so it's a command to give ear, O Lord, to my words. Give attention to what I am saying. And bina hagigi, understand my meditation. The word hagigi is like murmuring under the breath, of whispering as he meditates on the Lord to worship the Lord. It's almost like a prayer that's in his mind or in his heart, or that he's quietly muttering under his breath. It's interesting, I'm reminded of the psalm, Yigeh Yomam Belaila, B'Torat Adonai Yigeh Yomam Belaila, in Psalm 1, but in the Torah of the Lord, he mumbles or meditates under his breath day and night. It's the same root, except here it's in the noun form, hagigi, my whispering or my meditation. So understand, Lord, and give attention to it. And then we move on to verse 3, Hakshiva lekol shav'i malki ve'aluhai, ki elecha et palal. That is, hearken or give attention to the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto you I pray. Notice, hakshiva is from the root kashav, which means to give attention to, or hearken to. Notice, again, we have the hey prefix with the A-class vowel in the pasach, followed by the hirik yod between the sheen and the bait, and the intensive ah ending. And so it's a hifil imperative, a second person singular from kashab. So what he's saying is, give attention, O Lord, to the voice of my cry. Notice lekol, le is the preposition to, and then we have my cry, shav'i. Notice shav'i is a PL infinitive construct followed by the hirik yod suffix. So, to the voice of my cry, give attention, he is saying. Malki, my king. Notice Malki is from Melek. It's in construct in the Malk here with the pronominal suffix E. So, hearken, give attention to my voice, or the voice of my cry, my king and my God. Notice Velohe. Elohai means my God, and he's praying to the Lord that he would give attention to what he's going through. So, Velohai, give attention, my God, ki elecha et palel, for unto you I pray. Notice, as we look at that phrase, ki is the conjunction. Elecha, el, is the preposition to, and ha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. For unto you do I pray. Notice et palal is the hifil imperfect first person singular from the root palal, to pray. And so the hitpael here is showing a reflection or a reciprocal relationship that prayer has between the psalmist and the Lord. Unto you I am praying. So give attention. Hear me. And I think in life, when we pray, we are communing with the Lord. It is a reciprocal relationship between us and the Lord, just like the psalmist. So he's crying out that the Lord would hear the voice of his cry. He goes on then, in verse 4, to continue his cry unto the Lord, or his word unto the Lord. Notice he said, Adonai boker tishma koli, boker e'rak lecha va'atzapeh. That is, O Lord, in the morning, you will hear my voice. And then, in the morning, I will order or arrange before you or to you, and I will look. I'm going to order my prayer to you, and I will look to you for help. Notice, O Lord, we have the direct address to Yahweh, Yod Heh Vav Heh, and then we have Boker. We must supply in Boker, Be Boker, understood. In the morning shall you hear my voice. Notice Tishma is from the root Shema, to hear. It's the cow imperfect, second masculine singular, from Shema. And Koli is the noun Kol, meaning voice, with your pronominal suffix E, first person singular. And notice, by the way, in Tishma, we have the pathah in this cow imperfect, rather than the O, like in Tishmor. The reason being, that is in the final vowel, the ayin prefers the pathak, the A vowel, rather than the O vowel. So in the morning, you will hear my voice, Boker et rak lecha ve'atzapet. That is, in the morning will I order. Literally, that is the way the text reads. Hechara is from arak, to order or arrange. And notice we have a first-person pronominal prefix in the aleph. So it's simply your kal, imperfect, first-person singular from arak, to arrange. And we have to understand something like prayer. I will arrange my prayer as I'm coming to you, and I will look forward to your help. Notice va'atzapeh is from sapa, which otzafa, which means to look forward, to look to the Lord for help, to watch and wait for Him to bring His help and deliverance. So, as we continue with va'atzapeh, notice sapa, again, as we saw, is the verb to look forward. And we have a PL imperfect, first person singular from sapa. Notice we have the hatef pathak, the hurried pathak, followed by the pathak, and the doubling of the second radical in the pay puts it as a PL form. And notice the va here is turning it over, and I will look. The vav here is simply functioning as a conjunction, and I will look, not as a vav hafik or a vav consecutive. So I will look forward, and no doubt he's looking forward to the answer to prayer that the Lord is going to bring from his prayer to the Lord. He then continues in verse 5, Ki lo el chafetz resha ata, lo yagurcha ra. For you are not a God that has pleasure in wickedness, and evil will not sojourn with you. Notice ki is just your conjunction here for. Lo is the negative particle not, and el is the noun meaning God. So you are not a God that has pleasure. Notice hafetz is the stative participle with the a seri vowel pattern. You're not a God that takes pleasure in wickedness. Resha is the noun meaning wickedness, and ata is the personal pronoun meaning simply you, second person personal pronoun. Lo yegurcha ra, that is, evil will not dwell with you. Notice yegurcha is the, again, the kal imperfect from gur, to dwell or sojourn, and ha is your pronominal suffix, and the yod makes it into a third masculine singular form before the verb. So evil will not dwell with you. The Lord is a God that does not take pleasure in that which is evil, in wickedness. And so God is going to be against those that will do evil. And the psalmist is praying that, and is also going to talk about his heart, to go to the sanctuary, to really love the Lord and worship Him. And evil will not dwell with you. If we're going to enter into the presence of the Lord, we can't enter His presence if we have an evil heart. Psalm 15 makes it very clear what the person should look like. We need to come before His presence with a pure heart. And so he's praying that God or he's praying to the Lord who will not allow evil to sojourn with him. And then he goes on in verse 6, Lo yit yatzvu holelim lenegere necha saneta kol poale aven. Boasters will not stand before your eyes. You hate all the workers of iniquity. Notice in verse 6 that the word halal means to be boastful. Those who are boasters or who are boasting. Holalim is from halal. It is a cal active participle in form with the o-vowel and the im plural ending. And so those who are boasters or who are boasting, yit yatsvu, will not stand. And this verb here means to hold one's ground or stand. So those who are boasters will not stand or hold one's ground before your eyes, the psalmist is saying. Leneged einecha, that is, before you have your preposition, leneged, and then you have your einecha from ayin, and notice it's in the plural form in construct with ha, the eyes of you, with the segol yod in construct with ha from ayin. So those who are boasters will not stand before your eyes or in your sight. Saneta kol po'ele aven. You hate all the workers of iniquity. And notice saneta is from the root sana, to hate. And here we have a cal perfect, second masculine singular from sana, and you hate all kol workers of iniquity. Poale is your participle in construct, plural, masculine plural in construct with aven. Notice again the oval and the tseriyot, which puts it in a construct plural. So boasters, those who are arrogant, will not stand in your sight. And then those who do iniquity in their arrogance, you really hate all workers of iniquity that practice that. You abhor that. And so what he's really saying here is, I want to have a right heart. And I want to talk about entering into your sanctuary and the kind of heart that I need to do that. When we worship the Lord, we need to come before Him with a pure heart into His presence. Notice in verse 7, Te abe dovre chazav, ish damim u'mirma yita'ev Adonai. You destroy those that speak falsehood, or those that speak a lie. And men of blood and deceit, the Lord abhors. Notice, to abed is from avad, to destroy. It is a PL, imperfect, second person singular, masculine singular, from abad. Notice the Shavapathak and the doubling of the middle radical gives it away as a PL form. Dovre is from davar, to speak, with the oval and the seriyod. We're looking at a cal active participial form. So you destroy those who speak chazab, a falsehood or a lie. So the Lord will not keep those in fellowship with Him, or even let them come in fellowship, if they speak falsehood, if they lie and are not telling the truth. Ish damim u'mirma, men of blood and deception, the Lord abhors. Those who are violent and those who are deceptive, the Lord abhors. He cannot accept what they do, and certainly cannot allow them into his presence when they do that. Notice Ish Damim is a man of bloods, and Mirma means deception. Here we have a noun and construct with Ish Damim, and then we have the noun Mirma, meaning deceit. And then Yet Ta'ev is from the root Ta'av, to abhor. And notice it is again a PL imperfect third masculine singular from the root Ta'av. The Shiva A vowel gives it away as a PL. Notice under the Tav, it is a not a pathak, but a comets because of compensatory lengthening. Since the ayin could not double, which is being a guttural, normally in the PL, the second radical of the root will double. But since this cannot happen, instead of a pathak, we do have a comets, a long A, because of compensatory lengthening. So we would translate it, men of blood and deception, the Lord abhors. But I, va'ani, b'rov chastecha avo beitecha. But as for me, I will, in the multitude of your kindness, will I come to your house. Notice, va is just your conjunction. Ani is your personal pronoun. I, first person singular. Berov chastecha, in the multitude of your loving kindness. Here again we have a preposition. Be, rov, is a noun meaning multitude, and chastecha is from chesed, meaning loving kindness, and it's in construct here with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So in the multitude of your loving kindness, avo, I will come, or I will go, or come, go, either way, beitecha, into your house. Notice, bayit is the noun for house, and here it's in construct and becomes beit, followed by the echa, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular in the cha, with the helping vowel, the tseri. So I, in the multitude of your loyal love, I will come into your house, and I will worship. Eshtachave el echal kodshecha, the yir atecha. The beautiful, beautiful text here. I will come in the multitude of your kindness, or of your loyal love, and I will worship in the palace, or the temple of your holiness, of your holy temple, in fear or reverence for you. Notice again, as we look at this, we have Eshtachaveh el Echal Kodshecha. Eshtachaveh is from the root shacha, to worship. Notice it is a hitpael, imperfect first person singular, from the root shacha. And here we have a metathesis. Instead of et shachaveh, we have the exchange from the sheen with the tav, and the tav then appears after the sheen in what grammarians call a metathesis. They change places. And the root is to worship or bow down, which is shacha, to bow down. So I will bow down unto your holy temple. Echal means temple or palace, and then kodshecha, unto the temple of your holiness. Notice kodesh means holy, and kodshecha, kodesh is in construct with cha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. Beyir, beyir et, beyir et, etecha, beyir atecha, in actually the fear of you. Notice he's coming in the temple that is of His holiness. Notice again, Kodeshecha is the noun from Kodesh in construct with Ha, pronominal suffix, and then we have the preposition Be, and Yir'ah becoming Yir'at in construct with Ha here, so your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So in the palace of your holiness, with reverence, I will bow down. He's indicating how he wants to worship, literally prostrate himself, face down to the ground, as he comes into God's wonderful presence, which is like a palace, his temple. And every time we enter to the Lord's presence, it's only the grace of God that allows us to do that because of Christ and what he's accomplished. And we're to come in humility, we're to bow down, and we're to worship in a reverential awe of the Lord. And we need humility, and the psalmist is saying, I have that, and I have my submission to him as my Lord and as my King. And so he then continues his prayer, praying that God will judge those that are evil and that are seeking to hurt him, and the righteous are seeking to hurt other righteous people. Notice it says, Adonai, O Lord, necheni v'tzidkatecha lema'an shorerai. O Lord, lead me in your righteousness because of those that wait for me. And then in verse 9, as he continues, make your way straight before my face. He asks the Lord to make his way a straight way before his face, that he can come. Hayishar lefanai darkecha. Make a straight way that I can come to your face. Notice Adonai, again, is the direct address, the noun here, the proper name for the Lord. Necheni is from Necha, to lead. And notice, lead me, O Lord, lead me. Necha is the verb, but this is an imperative, second masculine singular from Necha, with the pronominal suffix e, and so lead me, or guide me, and the ni here, necha, the final hey is dropped out, and we add the noon here, and the hirik yod. So lead me in your righteousness. Ve is the preposition meaning in, and sidkatecha from sidka, righteousness is in construct again with ha, the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So, O Lord, lead me in your righteousness for the sake of, or because of, lema'an shorerai, because of those that wait for me. The point here is they're waiting for him to attack him. They are his enemies. And they're watching. Actually, the word in the Hebrew means to watch. They're watching, like insidiously, for his destruction. So this word can mean those that watch for in a negative way against me. And notice, shorarai is from shorar, to watch. It is a cow participial form with the A-I vowel, the comets, yod, put onto this plural participial form, those who are watching me. And so, O Lord, guide me in your righteousness, that is, in your deliverance, for the sake of those that watch me, and make your way straight before my face. And it is interesting here, he wants a straight way. to get into the presence of the Lord, to get close to Him. Hayashar is from yashar, to make straight. Notice the hey prefix with the a vowel is showing that we're looking at an imperative, a hifil imperative from yashar, to make straight. And we have the request that he doesn't want a crooked way, he wants a straight way. Lefanai, before me. Lefanai is the preposition with the lamet followed by the panai, literally, to my face, or we could translate it before me, darkecha, your way. And notice darkecha is from derek, and in construct here, it is in such a construct relationship here with ha, your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So make straight your way before my face, or before, let me see the straight way to you. It's difficult for me to get to you, especially because my enemies are constantly making it, putting obstacles up, so I can't get to you. And I'm reminded as Christians, Satan is busy constantly watching and putting obstacles up to keep us from the Lord's presence. But that we need to pray, make your way straight. And so, Lord, that I can come to your face. Lead me in that right way, that way of deliverance, because of them that lie in wait for me. And I think of, again, Satan's attack, the demons. The Lord will make the way straight, that we can come into His presence and worship Him and obey Him in all areas of our life. Notice he goes on to say, Ki ein befihu nechona kirbam havod kever patuach gerunam leshunam yachalikun. For there is no sincerity in his or in their mouth. And their inward part, really, this is a noun, we could say an abstract noun, meaning evil. It's in the plural, looking at all kinds of destructions. Actually, it means destruction or chasm. And so there's destruction at every point. And so, Lord, they're not sincere, he's saying. Notice ki is your, again, your conjunction, followed by the negative ein, particle, and there is not, in his mouth. Notice be is the preposition in, p is the noun meaning mouth, and hu is your pronominal suffix, masculine, third masculine singular. So, in his mouth. And this is probably no doubt looking collectively, even though it's singular, at their throat or their mouth. There's no sincerity. Nechona means sincerity. It is, again, the noun that means sincerity here. So there is no sincerity. And kirban, their inward parts, are destructions. Notice kirbam is from kerav, meaning inward part, and am is your pronominal suffix, third masculine plural, followed by the noun chavod, or havod, which actually means destruction. From hava, it's a plural, hence it's an abstract noun that appears in the plural form here. So there is not in their mouth sincerity. Their inward part is actually destructions that are out there. They devise and scheme in their inward mind what they can do to cause my destruction, the psalmist is saying. Kever patuach, an open tomb, is their throat. Open, actually, a tomb. A keber is the noun that means open. And notice, I'm sorry, petuach is the participle, passive participle, that means open. And so we would render it, is their inward part is a yawning gulf, or like an open type of tomb or sepulchre that they want me to fall into. And their throat actually is that which is showing or is illustrating in the psalmist what actually they're like. Their throat is an open sepulcher. They actually, by what they say, they take the psalmist away, try to take him away, and prepare him for destruction by their words. And so an open tomb is their throat, would be a way to translate it, kever, followed by patuach, so that which is a burial place, kever, and patuach, that which is open, from patach, a kal passive participle, followed by gerunam, which is their throat. Notice garon is the word for throat, and it is followed by am, the pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. So their throat is like an open tomb, an open burial place, where they want to destroy me and prepare for my destruction by what they say and what they are actually saying with their tongue. Leshonam yehalikun. Their tongue, or with their tongue, notice leshonam is from lashon, meaning tongue, and am is your personal pronoun, masculine plural, third masculine plural. They make smooth. Yahalikun. Halak is to make smooth, and notice you have the I, or the AI vowel pattern, showing that we're looking at a hifil, imperfect, third person plural, with the nun added to it to make it so that it reads nicely here. And so with their throat, actually they make smooth. They talk in a smooth way, but in reality their inward part really is planning destruction. So what they say cannot be looked at as that which is sincere. They're actually trying to destroy me, the psalmist is saying. And then as we come to verse 11, he then continues describing what he is facing, what he is going through in this situation with his enemies doing what they're doing and attacking him inwardly with their words, what they're saying. Notice as we go on, Ha'ashimeim Elohim Yiplu Mimet Atsaotehim Birov Pish Ehim Hadihemo Ki Maru Vak. Hold them guilty, he says. Ha'ashimeim Elohim. Hold them guilty. Ha'ashimeim is from the root to hold guilty. Asham. And notice that particular root is a hifil again. A hifil imperative from asham with the AI vowel pattern, the hey prefix. Hold them and the pronominal masculine plural, third masculine plural suffix in the aim. So hold them guilty, he's saying, O Lord. Furthermore, Yipalu, let them fall in their counsels. Yipalu, Mimmo Atso Tehim, let them fall from their plan or their devices or their counsel. Notice we have yiplu from the root nafal, a pe-nun verb, and here we have the doubling of the pe here showing that a nun has assimilated, yinpalu becoming yiplu, or yinpalu becoming yiplu. So let them fall from there, and here we have the noun mo'etsa. Mo'etsa is the word for counsel or plan or device, and we have the mem prefix from, and notice the dogish in the second mem is because the nun of the men, the prefix preposition, has assimilated by progressive assimilation. So from their counsel, and notice again the root is mo'atsa, meaning counsel or device, and it's in the feminine plural construct with ot followed by seriyod. So from their counsels, I should read it this way, memo atso tehim, literally, from their counsels. And so, again, the ot is the feminine plural suffix followed by the plural noun in construct with him. A him, or tseriyo, puts it that plural masculine or plural feminine noun in construct with him. So from their counsels, we should translate it, let them fall. We have this jussive again in Yiplu. So let them fall, let their counsel fail that they have against me in what they're doing. And furthermore, he then goes on, Berov pishehim hadichemo ki maru avat. In the multitude of their transgressions, cast them down. Notice, nadach means to cast down. Again, we have another hifil imperative, second masculine singular. The nun has assimilated into the dalid here. And then we have the hey prefix, showing that we are looking at a hifil. And amo is your pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. So in the multitude of their transgressions against me, and what they're trying to do is to destroy me, cast them down. Don't let them succeed, he's saying, ki maru vat, for they have rebelled against you. In attacking me in the vitriolic way they are, and plotting my destruction, they have actually rebelled against you, the psalmist is saying. Notice the root here is mara, to rebel, mara, or to be disobedient, to rebel. We have a final hay form, and the hay has elided, and the key is just your conjunction, for they have rebelled, cal perfect, third masculine singular from mara. Vat is against you, so mara beth means to rebel against, and ach is just your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, showing the fact that they've rebelled against the Lord. In plotting against the king, the psalmist here, who is God's anointed one, they have actually rebelled against him. And it is so key here, as we think about this, that Christ is God's anointed king. And we want to accept him, love him, not speak ill of him, speak lovingly of him. Have our faith rooted in him. Exalt him. Lift his name on high. And so just by way of application, looking at the New Testament with the imagery of a king that has been attacked many, many times, we as believers in Jesus are to lift his name on high, to love him, to adore him. And so the psalmist goes on then in verse 12 and continues, V'yismahu chol choseva. So shall all that take refuge in you rejoice. Le'olam yiranenu. That is, they shall ever shout for joy. Tasek alemo. You will shelter them. V'yaletzu v'cha ochve shamecha. And that is, let them that love your name exult in you. Notice, let all who take refuge rejoice. So there's a concluding note of joy in what the righteous can joy in, because God is going to protect the righteous against those that are plotting against them. Notice, v'yismahu is from samach, to rejoice, and it is a cow, imperfect, third masculine plural, common plural from samach, with a vav that actually is just your ve, a conjunction here, and all who take refuge. Notice Jose is from the root hus, to take refuge, or, and it is a participle, a cow active participle, masculine plural with the tseru yod, and then vak is your preposition in, that goes with that participial form, and ak is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So let all that take refuge in you rejoice. Le'olam yiranenu, forever let them shout for joy. Notice the le'olam means literally to the age, but actually it means forever. And then we have yiranenu, they shall shout for joy. Actually, let them, or they shall shout, probably just a simple PL, imperfect, third masculine or common plural from ranan. Notice the shava pathak, the yod puts it into the imperfect, the shava pathak, doubling of the middle radical in the nun, makes it a PL, imperfect, third common plural. So let them shout for joy forever, those that actually take refuge in the Lord, and you shall shelter them. Vitasek alemo. Notice vitasek is from the root sakav, which means to shelter. And what he's actually saying here is the Lord's going to be a shelter to them. Actually, sakak, I should say. The Lord's going to be a shelter to them. One of the kafs has elided or dropped out here. And so what we have in this form is that God, we have a cow imperfect, second masculine singular from sakak, that the Lord is going to shelter those that take refuge in Him and rejoice in Him. What a beautiful picture here of the Lord sheltering those who are faithful to Him. And I'm reminded how Jesus, nothing can ever sever us from His love. He shelters us by our faith in Him as Lord and Savior. And then He goes on, Alemo, you will shelter concerning them or over them. Notice the ale, actually al, is upon or over, and amo is your pronominal suffix, third masculine plural. So you will shelter over them, and veya letsu vak, not only will you shelter them and take care of them, but furthermore, let them that love your name exult in you. Alatz means to exalt in, and notice this root, again, is from the root alatz, which means to exalt, and what we have here, again, is a hifil, v'ya letzu, let them cause, actually, that love your name to exalt in you a hifil imperfect third common plural from alatz. And then we have v'cha, in you, those who love your name. O havei shamecha. O havei is from ahav. It's a cow active participle with the O vowel followed by the tseri yod, putting it in construct with shamecha. Shemecha meaning name from shem. And then we have your pronominal suffix in the ha, second masculine singular, and your helping vowel in the sigol. And so what a beautiful conclusion here of the joy of those who are righteous. All of them are able to take refuge in the Lord, and they shall shout for joy because the Lord will shelter them. And those that love His name then can go on exalting in Him, praising Him, exalting Him, lifting Him up. And I cannot help but think, as a Christian, what a beautiful picture here, that as we take refuge in our Lord and Savior, who is our King, Jesus Christ, we can shout for joy because we've been delivered through Him and what He's accomplished for us upon the cross and in His death and resurrection. We've been rescued from sin and death, and so we're sheltered by Him. Nothing can ever sever us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, we're told in Romans chapter 8. And so we're to love the Lord, and we're to exalt in Him, knowing that He is our constant shelter, and we can ever shout for joy. And then finally, Ki ata tevarech tzadik Adonai. For, O Lord, You will bless the righteous, O Lord. And then, Katsina ratzon taterenu. For You will encompass him with favor as with a shield. Notice the Lord then is going to bless the righteous. For is just your conjunction. Ata is your personal pronoun, masculine, second person, you. Tevarek is from barak, to bless. Notice it's a PL. Imperfect, second masculine singular from barak, to bless. For You will bless the righteous one. Sadiq means righteous, O Lord. And then You will encompass him about. Ta terenu. You will cause him to be compassed about. Notice atar means to surround, like with a wonderful shield that shields the whole body. You will surround this one that blesses your name. You will bless. You will surround with favor. Ratzon. Ratzon is your noun that simply means favor. And then katsina, as with a shield. Katsina is like a whole body shield. So you're going to surround and encompass, the psalmist says, the righteous with a shield. You're going to give full protection. And notice, katsina, as with a shield. Ka is just your preposition as, and sina means shield. And that's that full body shield. So what a beautiful picture here, this large shield that the Lord is going to protect the righteous with. This is a joyful conclusion of this great psalm. And so the psalm begins with calling the Lord to help him. He prays that the Lord will judge the enemies. He wants to be righteous and go into the sanctuary, to be close to the Lord, to worship the Lord. And he has final joy in that exalting worship, that the Lord will encompass him about and protect him with that large shield that covers his whole body. I'm reminded again of the wonderful assurance that we have as Christians in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. And I believe we have impregnable protection. He prays for us constantly in Romans chapter 8. He has sealed us until the day of redemption by the Holy Spirit in Ephesians 4. And so there are many, many blessings that we have. He's already glorified us in Romans 8, justified us and glorified us. Many blessings to know that we have that constant protective care that's provided through our faith in the King, the Lord Jesus Christ, by way of application to the New Testament and what He's done on our behalf.